Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 10 of Genesis chapter 12. Now there was a famine in the land, so Abram went down to Egypt to live there for a time, because the famine was severe in the land. It came about, when he was approaching Egypt, that he said to his wife Sarai, "See now, I know that you are a beautiful woman, and when the Egyptians see you, they will say, 'This is his wife,' and they will kill me, but they will let you live. Please say that you are my sister, so that it may go well for me because of you, and that I may live on account of you." Now it came about when Abram entered Egypt that the Egyptians saw that the woman was very beautiful. Pharaoh's officials saw her and praised her to Pharaoh, and the woman was taken into Pharaoh's house. Therefore he treated Abram well for her sake, and he gave him sheep, oxen, male donkeys, male servants and female servants, female donkeys and camels. But the Lord struck Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarai, Abram's wife. Then Pharaoh called Abram and said, "What is this that you have done to me? Why did you not tell me that she was your wife? Why did you say, 'She is my sister,' so that I took her for myself as a wife? Now then, here is your wife. Take her and go." And Pharaoh commanded his men concerning him, and they escorted him away with his wife and all that belonged to him.
Does your faith shrivel when you encounter trouble? Perhaps you prayed about a situation and expected God to act according to your desires, but he didn't. Though you were hoping for a smooth path, he gave you one with bumps, twists, and turns, which left you wondering where he was. He promised to care for you, but instead you felt deserted. These are situations that test our faith, and they're common to all believers. Abraham, a man with great faith, followed God's instructions to leave home and travel to Canaan. You'd expect the Lord to honor such bold obedience with blessings, but it wasn't long before Abraham faced another faith challenge, a famine. This time, his trust faltered. Instead of believing God would provide, he fled to Egypt and made more foolish and costly decisions. The next time you're tempted to think that God has let you down, remember that trouble is a means he can use to strengthen the faith of those who believe in him. When circumstances seem to indicate he doesn't care, stand firmly on the truths of Scripture and fix your eyes on the Lord, who is always faithful.